on the LOP Lobster Network.
It is 9:52. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. It is a glorious day here in the great state of Maine. Some people think it's cold. I don't even have a jacket with me, but I think it's beautiful. It's 16 degrees right now. It's supposed to be 8 degrees later on today with a wind chill of maybe 30 below. Yeah, that might be a little cold, even in my stocky stature. Do you like that, Matt Jacobson? Stocky stature?
Husky. I like husky.
Husky. I always loved it when they called it portly. Portly. That seems so gentlemanly.
I went one time to my dad to get a new suit, and my dad had put on a couple of pounds. And we walked in, and he'd been to a tailor he'd been to before, and he said, "Oh, Mr. Jacobson, you're looking prosperous."
Yes, there we go. That's it. That's it right there. Yeah, when I went in back when I wore suits and I had put on a few pounds, and they said, "Well, I think we have to move to the portly section," I was insulted, and I walked out. Then I came back and said, "You know, that's really not your fault. That's my fault. That's my fault." Dan and Fred are here. They're with Route 22 Service Center in Westbrook, Frank's and Lifetime Service Center in Gray. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Appreciate the invite.
Yeah, and again, thank you for sponsoring our inaugural trip. Roe, by the way, did the same thing, which we are grateful to them as well. And we had several sponsors, but you guys were part of that, and we were very grateful for that. Plus, it gave me a chance to meet both you guys and learn a little bit about your business, and so it's good.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really good. So, two shops in the town the size of Gray. Gray's not a big place. What is that, 5,000 people? 7,000 people?
Yeah, but there's a lot of people surrounding it.
Yeah, right. So that's how it works. It's, you have them on opposite sides of town.
The greater Gray metro area.
Oh, there we go. Right. There we go.
That's what we're making it anyway.
That's a greater Grady. You guys, are you guys movie buffs? Did you ever see movie Doc Hollywood with Michael?
I did. Grady. Yeah. Grady, the greater, Alabama or Georgia?
Georgia.
Georgia,
Well, actually, it's filmed in Gainesville, Florida, where I went to school. But yeah, so it's anyhow, they call it the greater Grady metro area, and it's about the size of Gray. So when you said that, it just reminded me of that. But so I know. My mind works in mysterious
Man,
ways.
Man, do we get off the off-ramp there.
Well, we do. Yes, we literally get on the off-ramp in Gray, don't we? Literally. Yeah,
no doubt. Bringing it back.
Now you got the bypass there. So because of that, even though you have two separate shops, two separate overheads, two separate personnel, there's enough business there to keep all that running.
Yeah, we've got quite a few shops even around that area. I mean, there's just tons of people up there. When you really think of 5,000 cars, that's a lot of work when you can only do 8-10 cars a day.
So, well, that's true.
So when you really think about it that way, it doesn't seem to be as big as it could be. So,
was there any trepidation starting a second shop in Gray?
I don't think so. I think that we had already been in the area for several years. So I think that, you know, just going to the other side of town and being able to service a few more people over there, it wasn't that big of a deal.
When you talk about the other side of town, I mean, that's just kind of across the street, isn't it?
Within a few miles, yeah. But it's surprising when you get some of these bigger areas that are very, you know, connected with people.
Right.
I mean, we get Poland and Raymond on one side, and a lot of those people come to me there. And then I've got New Gloucester and Cumberland on the other side, so we get a lot of people going to those directions,
yeah,
too. So,
well, and you're right on the turnpike, too. So,
right off the turnpike, you know, definitely during the summertime, that becomes a big issue.
Do you see a big bump because of that, the tourism season?
We see two different things. We see a big bump because there are people coming up through, breaking down, needing work, and then we basically see a lot of people coming back. So this time of year, you actually get a lot of snowbirds that have gone, and surprisingly so, in a few months, you'll start seeing a lot more of the business pick up because a lot more of those people are coming back to the area. So,
and what about in Westbrook? How does that work there?
So when we started that shop in Westbrook, it was with the thought in mind, we had these office buildings around, the Unums.
Sure.
Blue Cross, Blue Shields.
IDEX.
And we wanted to, you know, make it convenient for those people to drop off their car, get the service work done during the week while they were at work. We get their car back to them, and then they have their Saturday and their Sunday to themselves so they can go down to the beach.
Well, not to take a vacation day to take your car to the repair mechanic.
Right.
And really actually enjoy your vacation day instead.
And then, yeah, that makes sense.
From there, we've picked up some of the fleets that are in that area of Westbrook and outer Portland, Conger Street. And then it's spread into the suburbs, Scarborough, You know, we go down in the west.
And you got the daycare right there next to you as well. Do you have customers because of the daycare proximity? Do you pick up from that as well?
Steve, the owner of the daycare, is a customer. He had his car in here at the beginning of the week.
So, there you go.
And
that makes sense.
We enjoy seeing him come in, and he loves us over there and sends all his teachers and staff over whenever they need repairs.
So you got a built-in market. That's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's taken 13 years to get to that point, but yes.
Well, you know, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Yeah, I say that all the time. Yep. That's what I taught my kids. If it was easy, all your friends would be doing it.
Right.
So it's not easy in Maine. You guys know you've got these businesses since 2008. It's not easy in Maine. It's a difficult business climate here, but you keep slugging it out every day, hoping and praying a better day comes.
That's right. You got to get up every day, and you got to just keep hitting the grind.
That's why I show up here every day at 6 o'clock, just hoping a better day is coming. I believe one is. I always believe it. You know, every day when I get up, I think today is going to be a better day than yesterday, and most of the time it is.
Sorry.
Just have to keep working hard at it. Yeah. What's the greatest strength of your shop in Westbrook?
We get a lot of cars in and out and back, so to the customers, just because of the processes that we have in place. We drop the customers off in the morning, we get the cars looked at, we get the parts there, and then we get the cars dropped back off in the afternoon if need be. And I have a lead technician there that does a great job organizing the shop, dispatching the work, keeping that flow going. I have a fantastic service writer who, you know, talks to the customers, gets the parts ordered, gets them there so that the technicians can get the work completed, and it's just the flow.
So effectively, from the customer standpoint, you drop them off at work, you do the repair work, and by the time they're ready to go home at night, they're ready to rumble.
One easy.
Yeah. What about you? We got about 40 seconds left here. What about you?
The luxury of me up here is I actually, if I'm busy at one shop, I can put you over to another shop, and it's only a few minutes out of the way. So, but like Dan says, you know, we've got a really good team atmosphere at each one of our locations. Each location is run individually, but with service consultants and technicians and people that are in charge, they basically know that customer service comes first. And just talking to a guy yesterday that basically said, usually doesn't matter what price for them, it's about the customer service. Walking in, getting really good service, and being able to take care of their car is a big, big issue.
Well, most people don't mind paying as long as they get quality.
Do it right.
You know, that's it. Absolutely. Gentlemen, we got to run. Great to see you both. Matt, great to see you as always. Thank
you. Great to be here.
And, of course, I'm married to this beautiful lady, so I get to see her every day. It's great. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:07.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
Rubio. The only thing President Trump's trying to do is bring about peace. It's what he campaigned on. It's something the world should be thanking President Trump for doing.
And saying after the talks wrapped up in Saudi Arabia,
I came away today convinced that they are willing to begin to engage in a serious process to determine how and how quickly and through what mechanism can an end be brought to this war.
But Fox's Alex Hogan reports.
Russia is doubling down on one of its demands, saying it is not enough for NATO not to invite Ukraine into the alliance, but wants the alliance to go one step further, canceling a promise